Podbot. Let's face it, buddy, your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way, your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. If you are texting and driving, which can lead to traffic jams and also to an increased risk of accidents, you should not drive while texting and driving. Now that we know more about what causes congestion, it's time you help prevent it. Eliminating accidents on major roads through government-run traffic management centers, equipped with televisions and electronic monitoring of road conditions, powered by robots or official vehicles, is an excellent tactic for reducing congestion and delays. If you are looking for a traffic law that your local or state government wants to pass, you can act by using carpooling or public transportation to reduce the number of vehicles on the road, and by committing not to employ distracted drivers. Opponents of road construction claim the route is built to attract more motorway capacity simply to attract more travelers. Triple convergence has been criticized for already overcrowding established roads. The projected population growth of the city and the growing traffic volume mean that much more lanes and kilometers are needed in the peripheral areas. The principle of triple convergence does not mean that increasing the capacity of congested roads will not bring benefits. Experience has shown that congestion can be eliminated at peak times by upgrading roads when a road is part of a wider transport network in a region. In a short time, an increase in road capacity would reduce congestion on the roads as before the expansion. If a certain number of workers commute to a less congested part of the day, it would free up space on the formerly congested roads. These benefits are all around us, but the roads will still face maximum congestion on a daily basis. If conditions change by switching to a better road, such a move will attract other motorists. Soon, this convergence will fully compensate for the abolition of staggered working time for drivers. Experts say drivers who need to spot the traffic ahead and brake early but not apply the brakes are being thrown onto the road. Congestion, also known as congestion, is when traffic comes to a complete halt or slows down to its normal speed. Lowering the speed limit in case of a traffic jam that is kilometers ahead could break it up or prevent a major traffic jam from forming. Autonomous vehicles could avoid congestion by allowing vehicles to talk to each other to avoid replacement traffic. This means that those who are unlucky arrive at their destination later than planned. This is stressful and makes it take longer to get to your place and you forget your goal and get stuck in it. Nevertheless, this is a fact in the urban areas of the world and it is not a good thing at all, especially for the poor and the elderly. Congestion in urban networks often occurs within hours of the onset of congestion. R=0.1 Congestion remains a persistent local phenomenon and can spread to other parts of the network in a very short time. It is estimated that congestion in the networks will spread at R=0.0 in an urban network and will spread to a maximum of R=1.5 over the same period. Now that we know R=0.0, the proposed SIR model can be used to predict when congestion peaks and how long it takes for it to recover, and we can use it to optimize traffic management strategies such as congestion pricing, congestion management and congestion relief. Once congestion spreads, it can then be used as a proxy to predict when and how long congestion will not occur at peak times, predicting how many hours it will last. As traffic congestion worsens, governments and regulators are resorting to traffic management tools based on the same principles as BT's technology. Dr. Schladova, like many traffic experts, intuitively uses BT's technique to smooth traffic flow, and he is confident many other drivers could be persuaded to do so. He said, "Selfishness is rampant and people don't necessarily think much of the common good. If there is a traffic jam, you are prepared and can choose an alternative route, or you can be back on the road in no time, saving you the frustration of stop-and-go traffic. Beatty said, "Every jam, Buster has its own reward, not to mention every lake, no, jam, Buster has its own rewards. The motorway may be the most direct route, but it is not always the easiest or safest. While it may seem frustrating to be stuck in a construction zone, highway maintenance can help ease congestion in the long run. You don't have to stay off the road when there's a lot of traffic, when you go somewhere, and you can stay on the road when everyone around you is on the move, and there's no rush to get anywhere. They are still called rush hour for good reason, but they treat it like bad weather. Everyone is on the road, the roads and in a hurry, to get somewhere, and they are not. This is all for today, guys. My name is Dolores and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye."